So this is a listener request topic, and the topic is tying into your harness and not talking about the figure eight. Now, I already have an episode specifically about the figure eight follow through, but this is more about how we interface into our harness with the climbing rope. So, and the big thing is, as we have most of the same style of harnesses out there, right, with a waist belt, leg loops, connected by a belay loop, and then therefore two hard points, how do we actually interface with those two hard points with the rope? Now, I would be willing to guess that the vast majority of climbers were taught to go from the bottom, the leg loop, up through the waist belt, and then tie your knot. That's how I was taught. And the question is, why? Why is that the way everybody's been taught, or most people have been taught? Where does that come from? And to be honest, I don't know. It's just how it's always been. This is a really great example in climbing of, like, this is just how we do it, and that's it. Nobody really thinks any further about it. And when we interface with the two hard points, right, it's really important to capture both. So as we teach people to go from the bottom up, one of the things that we introduce is the opportunity to miss the loop, miss one of the loops, and most likely miss the waist belt loop. So if you tie into your harness and you only tie into your leg loop and you lean back, you're going to flip upside down. So there's a whole spectrum of, like, shit my pants to get seriously hurt from that event happening. So it's kind of interesting. Like, we're introducing this opportunity in our instruction to folks, right? And if it happens, we can't be surprised by it, because it's a designed thing. We built the harnesses this way. We teach people to do this thing, and it opens up this small percentage, but not insignificant. I mean, I've seen plenty of people only tie into their leg loops, right? So versus teaching people to tie in from their waist belt down. So if you tie in from your waist belt down, you still introduce the opportunity to miss one of the loops, but most likely you're going to miss the leg loop section and tie into your waist belt. And what would you rather be tied into, your waist belt or your leg loops? If you get tied into your waist belt, you can lean back all you want, and you're probably not even going to know anything's different. So the big piece of this is, if we're introducing some great fundamental conservative habits to a new climber, something that they're going to carry for their whole life, because most people will do what they first learned, I would recommend teaching people to tie in from the top down. That way, they're more likely to engage the waist belt of their harness more often than not. And if you miss a loop, you're probably going to miss the leg loop. Could you miss the waist belt if you tied in from the top? Sure, but been my experience that more often than not, they're not going to do that. So as a conservative habit, that could significantly impact somebody's life down the road. You know, all of us who've climbed have probably missed one of their hard points. I did the other day. I missed a hard point. And as I was starting to tie in, I hadn't finished the follow-through knot yet, but I missed a hard point. And the reason why I think this is important and is that most people don't check hard points. Most people just look at the knot. They don't look what happens above the knot. They don't look what happens below the knot. They see the figure eight, and like, all right, figure eight's good. There's a lot of business that happens above and below the knot. And I was listening to this guy this past winter talk to your client, kind of like, oh, why would you do that? You know, you go through the hard points. You know, I don't know why you'd have to go through the top. You just look at your hard points. Like, we can't assume that the vast majority of the people out there are going to be as diligent in their practice as you might be. Like, I specifically check my hard points every single time, and my partner's hard points every single time. That's the beginning of my check. I go hard points, not buckles. That's just how I do mine. So I look at that every time and go through the system, same thing on the other end. So if that is a fundamental piece of your check, which it should be as a conservative habit, it doesn't matter. I still go up through my harness. Why? Because that's how I was taught. But I still always check that the hard points are in there. But I teach new climbers to go down through, just because I know that they're probably not going to have the diligence to be on point with that check of the hard points every single time they climb. You know, I've just seen it too much in the field. I just watch too many people climbing gyms, crags, whatever, not do it. Also, for whatever reason, after teaching tying into harnesses for years, I don't know why, but going down through the points seems to be more intuitive for most people in terms of actually locating the hard points, going through them correctly versus going up through. I'm sure anybody who's taught how to tie into a harness has seen plenty of people try to go up through their leg loops and like totally do it the wrong way, capture the wrong stuff. So for some reason, going down, of course it is working with gravity, so that's, you know, working with nature, it seems to be more intuitive. Also, when you're starting to work with folks who maybe are a little more heavy set, or maybe who you're in the winter environment, you got a lot more bulky clothing on, and it's kind of hard to see your harness and where to interface, it's usually pretty easy to find your waist belt and reference that and then go down through versus going up through. Because oftentimes if you go up through, your clothing or your body kind of pushes your hand out away from your body, and then therefore it's harder to capture that waist belt loop. So there are some subtle reasons why I would recommend people teaching new climbers, and maybe even incorporating it into your own practice, to go down through your two hard points on your harness. Certainly coupling that with always doing a hard point check as we about to climb. But it's a really conservative habit, and I think it's worth putting into your practice as you teach new climbers out there.